Please stand by for an important announcement. You've been asking for it. You've been waiting for it. Now, the countdown is over. Deathlands 43, Dark Emblem, produced in full graphic audio, is available now, exclusively for download to your computer. Deathlands 43 will not be in stores until Christmas, but you have a chance to own this spectacular adventure months earlier. This is a special release, so be sure to take advantage of it. And you won't believe the price. $9.99. Let me say that again. $9.99 for the entire book. The regular price is almost 20 bucks, but with this special offer, you save over 50%. Get the full 8-hour experience, the vivid action, the sound effects, the original score that you've come to expect only from graphic audio. Downloading Deathlands 43 is easy. And to make it easier, you can call us at 1-800-670-5220, and we'll walk you through it. That's 1-800-670-5220. We're ready to help. Deathlands 43 Dark Emblem, another graphic audio movie in your mind for the unbelievably low price of $9.99. Available for your computer right now.
The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Deathlands number 2. Red Holocaust. It is the late 21st century, and Russia has become even more of a nightmare than the Deathlands, with roving bands of marauders bent on raping and pillaging every town they come across.
You can't take our food! We are all poor!
He is poor no more, my brothers and sisters. Let us go now to his filthy town and help them all to escape from poverty.
While in the nuke-blasted hell of the former state of Alaska, Ryan and his band have come across a startling secret pre-dark outpost run by a crazed old man.
I'm Quint, the keeper of the redoubt. My word's law, and the law is death. I had to kill your friend.
And yet they also find time to take pleasure in their new surroundings.
This path feels incredible.
How does this feel?
But the horrors of the Deathlands aren't avoided for long.
Blessed are the nukes.
And blessed shall be the fallout.
For we await thy black visage.
Amen.
And Ryan and JB must face the wrath of the Russian marauders when they invade the Deathlands.
You're wasting your time torturing me. We aren't going to give you our guns.
Perhaps. But do not worry. The time will not be wasted.
Deathlands 2, Red Holocaust. 7 unabridged hours in graphic audio. The movie in your mind.
Deathlands number 2, Red Holocaust, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting November 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
A generation after a global nuclear war, Ryan Cotter and his intrepid team of travelers discover that Louisiana is now a fetid, sullen landscape of impenetrable swamps and grotesque mutations. In this reeking swampland that was the Mississippi Basin stands Baron Tormal's voodoo temple, where human sacrifice is practiced. Girls are slaughtered, children are defiled, the dead are made to live, and the living are made to die.
I sense that strangers come, Baron Tormal. They are not as we are. Not Cajuns. Not your men or women. Not the wolf's head renegades. They have come from nowhere.
And the signs are bad?
As bad as can be. They come. They come.
Deathlands number 3. Neutron Solstice.
nuke blast. We killed them. How the hell are they getting back up?
Finn, look out!
By the three Kennedys.
I want the strangers dead. Track them and take them. That's all.
But bring me the women alive.
I have the Earth power, and I swear by Gaia that if you harm her, I'll kill you.
You dare to threaten me? You're big for death when I'm through with you.
You'll need everything you got to go up against him.
Also, I have some kind of jelly gas. That help?
What is that stuff?
By the three Kennedys.
That, gentlemen, is napalm.
Jeez. Don't miss Deathlands number 3. Neutron Solstice. The battle for the bayou has begun.
Deathlands number 3, Neutron Solstice, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting November 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind. And now, our feature presentation. Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Timberly Chanel, Michael Replogle, Kate Torrey, and Mort Shelby. Deathlands 71, Ritual Chill. Blackness whirled around, some parts darker than others. Some so deep they were no longer black, but something else. Something to which he couldn't put a name. Something that was sucking him in and tearing him apart at the same time. Inclusion and expulsion in the same breath. A darkness that seemed to have sentience and life of its own. Like a bellows that fanned flames, it seemed to puff and blow until finally it expelled him, sending him spinning upward, dizzyingly, until... he opened his eye, wincing at the light. It was muted, but to his vision seemed harsh and glaring. The icy blue orb watered as he blinked, slowly adjusting.
Fire blast.
Would there ever be a time when the Matran's jump became easier? Would there ever be a time when he could look at the opaque armor glass and the discs inlaid on the floor of the chamber without a feeling of revulsion or nausea? Without fear? Fear that he wouldn't awaken from the vivid nightmares of the jump. That his disassembled being would be scattered into a dimension he couldn't comprehend, let alone name. A fear that the solution was becoming worse than the problem. The problem was that to escape whatever firefight they had become embroiled in, to escape whatever wasteland they had been traversing, they used the Matrans in the redoubt from which they had initially emerged. There were exceptions. Sometimes the redoubt had been destroyed in action. Sometimes their journey had taken them far from their initial point of contact. Mostly, though, they would return to the chamber to effect an evacuation. So where would they end up? They never really knew, only that there was a good chance it would be better than where they had recently departed. That if the redoubt hadn't been damaged and they weren't transmitted into a mass of rock or a watery grave, which was always a possibility. But it hadn't happened yet, and a continued existence was about riding your luck and playing the odds. Sometimes, though, in the seconds that seemingly stretched into agonizing hours as they began to emerge from the unconsciousness of a jump, Ryan began to wonder about the effect it had on their bodies and their minds. To have your very being disassembled, scrambled, and shot across vast distances before being reconstituted once more, what kind of damage did that do over time? Ryan Carter pulled himself to his feet, shaky and unsteady, the world around him spinning rapidly one way, then slowly the opposite, as it gained equilibrium. He felt a rise of bile in his throat, and spat a gob of phlegm onto the chamber floor, hoping it would halt the rising nausea. Breathing deeply, closing his eye, he felt his guts settle. Around him, the others were beginning to stir. Christy and Mildred were the sharpest, dragging themselves from their stupor, climbing unsteadily to their feet and checking their weapons and themselves, in that order. J.B. Dix took a little longer, choking slightly as he came around, his unfocused eyes seemingly small and beady without his spectacles. Doc and Jack were always the last to come around. And as always, Jack greeted their new surroundings with a spray of vomit. His body shook with the spasms as he braced himself on all fours against the floor of the chamber. Watching him, Ryan wondered how much more of this the albino could take before he was running on empty. But what options did they have? Without this mode of travel, they would have bought the farm long ago. There were too many enemies, too many troubles behind them to stop running, even if it did sometimes seem as though they never actually moved.
I have accepted and admitted before as very certain and manifest many things I have afterwards recognized to be doubtful and uncertain.
Descartes, Doc.
Pardon?
Sweat plastered Doc Tanner's hair to his forehead, smearing streaks across the pale skin, a pallor like a man who was already dead. Mildred moved across to him slowly, still feeling her own way out of the jump.
I don't know how he's still with us. By rights, he should have crumbled to dust a long time ago.
Ryan gave her a skewed grin.
Doc's got no choice, like all of us. Stay with it or buy the farm. And who'd want to buy the farm by their own choice?
No need to be so damn sanctimonious, Ryan.
What does that mean, Mildred?
Nothing.
Eventually, Doc's eyeballs turned from in on themselves, and slowly he began to come to terms with the world around him.
Oh, my dear Dr. Wyeth, I had the most wonderful dream that I was free.
You're free now, old man. At least you're with us and you're okay, and you're still alive.
Is that how you define freedom? Does it not occur to you that we seem to be at the mercy of some blind idiot deity who pushes us on even when we would wish to stop? An entertainment for Olympians who would wish us to fight the same battles once and again for all eternity, never resting, never stopping, always being driven on to constant, repeated combat for nothing more than their own gratification?
I don't think I would have put it quite like that. But I do wonder how much more of a battering a body can take before it just gives up. And for what?
Staying alive, that's all. Anything else is... Shit, what did that old book say? Gravy.
What kind of an old book was that, and what the hell did it mean?
Ryan shook his head, regretting it as some of the dizziness returned.
It was just some old book that I found once. But I figured that what it meant was that keeping out of shit was the main thing. And anything else good was extra, and should be appreciated.
Nice sentiment. Strange expression.
Yeah, but any kinds of words won't secure this shit. So, let's get to it.
It was a shock. All redoubts followed similar patterns, were designed from the same pre-dark plans, that meant the old pre-dark sec forces could move from redoubt to redoubt and familiarize themselves with the layout immediately, know where everything was in the case of a sudden alert. Not that it had done any of them much good when the new cost had come, because no matter where you were, you had to surface sooner or later. And if you were sec, you were supposed to be fighting this war, But within the fantasy world of the 20th century military, it all made sense. Keep these things to a basic design, and U.S. soldiers could live down there for as long as it took. Which was ultimately good news for the companions, who could find their way around any redoubt in which they landed. Except that this time they wouldn't have to. They already knew it. There were many similarities, but all the same, every redoubt had its differences and unique points. Some of these were to do with the specific function allotted to the base in its pre-dark life. Some were to do with the ravages of time in the period since. It meant that each redoubt that existed, no matter how long it had been silent, still had its own specific character. This one hadn't been empty that long. As soon as Ryan and the companions carried out basic maneuvers and secured the area, they realized they'd been here before.
Can't be. Hasn't happened all that often.
If you consider that there are only a finite number of these infernal places, and that the laws of probability dictate that...
Stop, please. Are you saying that we've been here before? Because I sure as hell don't get any bells ringing.
You haven't been here before, Mildred. Neither has Jack. But the rest of us know this place only too well.
Only too well indeed.
Doc began to wander down the corridor outside the Mantran's control room. He appeared to know where he was going.
He's safe doing that?
There isn't anyone here to harm us, Jack.
No one. But maybe a few memories that aren't so great.
Things change.
Sometimes.